to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Browns are back. The Browns are back.
They are in the building.
The Browns are in the building. Back from their bye week, back to work. They have practiced, and they are ready for the Titans week number 5. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl as the Browns really begin their preparations for this game against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Ben Tate was back at practice today. Talked to him afterwards. He felt good. We're going to hopefully have the sound of my conversation with Ben Tate after practice today from the Browns locker room. So we will get into that. We will also get into Mike Pettine's press conference from today. We'll play that in its entirety for you at the bottom of this hour. Mike Pettine addressing the media for the first time since the Browns bye week. And he talked about the Tennessee Titans getting Ben Tate back and what the team must do to get where everybody wants this team to get. So we'll have that as well. We'll play a little after further review in hour number 2. But really, this is going to be a show about you all out there. 216-578-0850. Tweet the show at Browns_daily. We're going to cover a lot of topics here today. We're going to take your phone calls and your tweets, obviously. But we'll also dive deep into the Tennessee Titans offense, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the receivers and tight ends, and of course their offensive line. It's a group that the Browns should be very familiar with. They should know well. Dow Loggins, the team's quarterback coach, was the offensive coordinator for this Tennessee Titans team just 1 year ago. It sounds like Jake Locker will be practicing, so he will be able to understand. He has a very good relationship with Jake Locker, worked with him closely, so should know what to do there in terms of slowing him down. So that's where we're going to get into all those things here today alongside my man Matt Wilhelm. And Matt, first of all, what's up, brother? How you doing? Happy Tuesday to you.
I am doing great. It's a rainy day, but again, as ugly you said, the Browns are back. They were out on the practice field. And again, I know we introduced it as game week yesterday, but now the preparation begins. The hard work goes into this football game. And again, we know, as we spoke to Gerard and Jim Donovan yesterday, what this game means to this football team.
Yeah, no question. This is a big game. We said this is a must win. This is a massive game. This is the kind of game that the Browns can go in and win in Tennessee, get themselves back on the winning path. You get Pittsburgh at home, but you have to win this one. You don't want to be 1-3. You want to get back to 500, 2-2. And this is a massive game for the Browns in a game that I think the Browns should be able to win going against a Titans team that's been beaten 100-34 over their last 3 games. Also want to give you a quick update on Jordan Cameron. Got to talk to him in the locker room. He says the bye week was exactly what he needed. He feels great. The shoulder feels great. Was out there today. Full go at practice. And he's a guy that I think could play a big game against the Titans defense. As we know, Browns fans, the Ray Horton defense doesn't do so well against the tight end position. So we got to hopefully see a nice game from Cameron. But he says he doesn't need surgery now, doesn't need surgery after the season. He feels great. The bye week was big for him.
That's awesome. And I think that's music to all of our Browns fans' ears because of the, you know, having him at full strength just opens things up. That in tune will turn take some of the pressure off of Brian Hoyer. And I think you let Hawk work in, you know, who's had a great season beyond our expectations thus far. But now you're going to open things up for him, for Miles Austin, because you have that true threat. And I also do feel that, you know, we're going to be able to secure that outside running lanes, you know, now with Jordan Cameron having 2 working arms to be able to manhandle some outside linebackers or defensive ends to secure that edge. So it's exciting to have him back, and I'm sure Brian Hoyer, of course, is welcoming him back with open arms.
No question he is, and this was a guy, like I said last year, went to the Pro Bowl, caught 80 balls for the Cleveland Browns, and he is going to be big. He gives them another option in the red zone. Even with one arm last week against the Baltimore Ravens, he was able to draw a pass interference penalty. The game first and goal at the 1, Terrence West punched it in for the touchdown just a couple downs later. But he adds a lot, his ability to get down the seam. So far in the season, his catches, he had a big 47-yarder against Pittsburgh in week 1, 23-yarder against Baltimore. He's one of the better vertical threats in this offense right now, and getting him back at 100% is big. Getting Ben Tate back, hopefully at 100% is big. He said the knee felt very good. He's excited to kind of get through this week of practice and see where he is at. But this is getting too kind of, and I know Cameron played against Baltimore, but clearly when you watch tape, he wasn't 100%. He says he feels that way now. That's a big influx of talent and playmaking to this offense.
It is, and I'll say this, Nathan, only because, you know, whenever you're coming back from an injury, you're always a little hesitant, and you hear guys talk about, you know, it's mind over matter. sometimes the knee in Ben Tate's case, or the shoulder in Jordan Cameron's case, they've been put through the ringer in regards to the physical therapy necessary to get it back to as close to 100% as you can throughout a football season. Of course, it's going to be tested week after week after week, but sometimes it's guys just believing in their own hard work and the effort they put in physical therapy to get it back to that point that they can go trust. And that means, you know, Jordan Cameron lifting a certain weight or putting it in a certain position on the football field, or Ben Tate maybe squatting or lunging or being able to make those cuts in this zone scheme with 100% confidence in that injury that you've put in the work and it is 100% just like it was when you started the football season.
Which, and as you know, many people come through and are never 100% in a football season, but it's good to see the Browns come out of this early bye week healthy. A lot of the players seem to think it actually came at a good time for them because they had gone through in many ways, you know, straight through training camp, the preseason, right into the season, which everybody does every year, but they actually liked it. Jabal Sheard said to me, it's good to kind of get my body right and get that quick little rest, and now I feel so much better than I did the week before. You're more qualified than anybody to kind of talk about that. How does that impact, and getting this early bye, does it kind of give you that kind of rejuvenation, especially, which is good considering the 5-game stretch the Browns have coming up?
It definitely does. And the one thing that I hope, and just to, you know, being down in the lunchroom and talking to a couple guys really quickly, it's as long as these guys come back with their lunch pail, meaning they're coming back ready to go to work and they don't let this, you know, the 5 or 6 days that they've had off linger into their performance in practice. Because if that lingers into their performance and practice, that will, of course, carry over and linger into the game. So it's more of a mentality. And like I said, I'm sure these coaches were advocates of them having fun and enjoying some of their time off, but also, too, taking care of their body and having their mind on their craft. Because this is, you know, they're in the midst of something very special. They're in the midst of changing, you know, the past, you know, because of Coach Mike Pettine and the mentality that he has approached with this season, that he's got their buy-in. So I would look to see that buy-in this week of practice carry over into the game.
I certainly will, and it's important, as I said, to get things going. As Daryl Reuter pointed out on Twitter just now, the Browns' next 5 opponents are combined 4-16. Their remaining 8 opponents after that, 20-10. So this is the time for the Browns to make that move and get themselves that kind of, you know, buffer, as it were, headed into the tough home stretch of this schedule for them in 2014. We're going to talk about the Browns offense, and one thing I want everybody to think about out there is, which player on the Browns offense do you feel needs to step up, or do you want to see more from? We're going to give you our answers. We want yours as well. 216-578-0850 as we get rolling here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But let's talk about the Monday Night Football game now. Patriots at Chiefs. Patriots favored in this game. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, usually at their best in primetime Monday Night Football. They go into Kansas City and they get absolutely annihilated. They were down 27-0 midway through the third quarter. Tom Brady gets yanked in this game. His start to the season has been abysmal. The Patriots are reeling, and this was my first real opportunity to watch one of their games in its entirety. They look bad, Matt. Real bad.
Mine too. And the thing about it is, not only did the players get outplayed, but I thought the coaches got outcoached, you know, and that's usually, you're able to say, you know, it's the guy's performance on the football field and their lack of preparation. But I thought that Andy Reid and his staff did an amazing job game planning, you know, for Tom Brady and the offense defensively, and then vice versa. I thought that, you know, Kansas City set the tone defensively, and then Alex Smith and Andy Reid called a heck of a game. They took advantage of every misstep and every matchup problem that they thought, and they exploited it to the utmost degree. I think Jamal Charles, coming back off an ankle injury after missing a week, obviously had a great fantasy week for a lot of those guys who closed out their week.
Yes.
But and they now get back to 2-2. I think, again, they won a football game at home, which was great, that I heard Alex Smith talk about there after the game. But then you just listen to you know, Bill Belichick in his post game, and it's like, of course, he's getting questions about the quarterback position. Which is ridiculous. Absolutely. And his response was classic, classic Bill Belichick. But it's, you just open up a can of worms with a performance like that. And we were already going into this game questioning what type of football team they were. And now, as you said, all of America got to see, you know, the point in the season, this point in the season, what type of football team the Patriots are. And I really do think that AFC East division is now wide open.
It is wide open, and Tom Brady's off to his worst start over the first four games that he's had since being the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. Statistically speaking, they haven't been able to generate much on the ground either. Their receivers are not good. Gronkowski looks like he runs around like your uncle at a party right now. He is not fast. He looks slow. In one play, he was covered by Tamba Hali about 30 yards down the field. That just shouldn't be able to happen with where we actually saw Travis Kelce, who looked more like Gronk than Gronk in this game for the Chiefs. But when you look at this New England team, I blame, honestly, Bill Belichick, the GM. Bill Belichick, the GM, has made decision after decision, year after year, to ignore getting Tom Brady the weapons he needs in this passing game. Ken Brault, they've cut Josh Boyce, who they drafted, I believe, in the fourth round last year. Aaron Dobson was healthy and active. Ken Brault Tompkins, healthy and active. They have not gotten him that help outside at all. And now you're seeing a team that runs basically a couple of small guys out there, and Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, who don't scare anybody. You saw the DBs staying near the line all game long. Brandon LaFell, and he had a nice game, but he can't really – he's not going to carry a passing offense. Gronk's not healthy. Their line is terrible. Brady looks flustered. He's making poor decisions with the football. A couple of those interceptions, like, what are you even thinking throwing those balls? He looks out of sorts. This Patriots team looks bad. And the other thing about it is their D was supposed to be what carried them. You bring in Revis. You get Wilfork back. And the D's supposed to carry this team. Kansas City did whatever they wanted against them in this game. Jamaal Charles, 92 yards on the ground. Nile Davis had 107 yards on the ground. Smith was 20 of 26 for 248 and three touchdowns. They dominated this Patriots team in every facet.
They did. And again, to that point, is the Kansas City Chiefs were a team that was reeling as well, losing Derek Johnson, Pro Bowl linebacker, Eric Berry, Pro Bowl safety, who's missing time right now. So they had questions on defense, and yet, you know, they still just threw guys in there and were able to cover up some of these Patriot receivers. And then on the offensive side, Alex Smith has struggled as well being protected. There was questions about, you know, Fisher at left tackle as a number one overall pick and having an underwhelming performance and kind of being a bust. But they gave him the time, and I think that we all saw a true West Coast offense on what it looks like. Short, methodical, you know, crossers, giving guys opportunities to get the ball in space and to make plays. And when you have skilled players and you have a smart quarterback who's not setting you up to fail, that could be very successful. And I think now, again, the going back, we talked about earlier this week and last week, is the AFC West now looks like an extremely strong division with the Broncos playing well, with the Chargers playing well, and now the Chiefs with a massacre type of football game against New England Patriots on Monday Night Football.
And the thing is, everybody says you look at this Titans game and you say this is a game the Browns have to win. And I believe it is a game they have to win. But let's not forget back in week one in Kansas City, this Titans team beat the Kansas City Chiefs to open the season. Now, they've lost three in a row since then and have been reeling, have been getting beaten pretty badly in those games. But it just shows you how wild the NFL can be at times. But last night, that was a tough one for the New England Patriots. And if you're a Patriots fan, that was a tough one to digest. For all you fantasy fans out there, since I still dabble in that, if Travis Kelce's available in your leagues, you should have gotten him 2 weeks ago. But if he's still available, get him right now. He is the new Gronk. He is Gronktastic at tight end and will be a big time fantasy force for your teams. No question about it there. But that was our take on the Monday night game. That was the last game of the week there this week. Miami and Oakland will be off after their game in London. They get the bye week this week. Only two teams off. 15 games on the NFL slate, including, of course, the Browns at the Titans. That will be the game we are going to focus on the most. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Matt and I are going to tell you which player on offense we want to see more production from in the coming weeks here on this team. We want to get your thoughts on that as well. That's our Ohio Business Machine's hot topic of the day. 216-578-0850. We'll also get into the Tennessee Titans offense, their production, what they've done so far this season. We will let you guys know that. Where are they vulnerable? Where do they have playmakers? We're going to give you all you need to know about the offensive side of the ball for the Tennessee Titans in this game. Coming up at 1:30, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, his first press conference as the team returned from their bye. That's all coming up next, so hit us up, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's driven by Liberty Ford.